Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Friday morning, everyone. Good Friday today.
That's right.
Happy holiday. It's a holiday show. Basically, there's no one up and going to work today.
Well, there's no kids going to school.
No kids going to school. Nobody's going to work. I mean, so it is your show, people. This is a true holiday show. So we're going to play a lot of different stuff today, different sound, maybe stuff that we've missed before, hear from people that we don't normally hear from. You can get in at any point, 713-780-3776. I really don't care about anything this morning. Did Alec flew in last night, yesterday?
Yeah, I've surprised my wife. And my son Mason suggested to Alec that he try to come and surprise his mom and come in. And so he reached out to me while I'm in the middle of looking at players. And so we set it up. It's not
cheap.
Last minute flying, it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
You would think, you know, those planes. Yeah, listen.
Oh, there's
those seats
available.
Take off, right. They take off and they're just lost forever. So you should just sell them at a discount.
And it's like, nope, don't do that. Although I did get, so what we ended up doing is.
Because everybody would do that, though.
I did a one-way. From Birmingham. He had to have a friend driving Birmingham. They were already going there. So, yeah, I got a flight at 6:50, and then it got delayed because of weather. So he ended up getting in later. But
yeah. Speaking of which, we flew JT in for Easter, and he was coming in last night. He was supposed to get in at 7.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then it turns into 11.
Mm.
He finally gets here.
Where is he coming from? Missouri, right?
Springfield. Yeah. That Branson. There's like 2 flights a day both ways. That's how popular Branson, Missouri is. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Branson and Springfield are all – it's the same airport. So JT flies in at 11, and they – so I, you know, said, well, I don't want my wife driving in this. I'm going to go pick him up. She's not working today, but she said, I'll go get him. And I said, no, you ain't driving in this. It's late. I don't want you out there on the road. So I went to get him. 11:05, he lands. They keep him on the plane for over an hour.
Wow.
Because it's literally, because I've taken this flight, I don't know how many times, to Springfield to go watch and play and all the. It's literally 5 steps from the plane to the building.
Right.
But because of lightning and rain, they made them sit on the plane for over an hour. And the outside in the terminal and the pickup was just, I mean, you talk about a cluster. They made them sit on the, we're so scared. We're scared of our shadows anymore.
I know.
In case somebody got struck by lightning. How?
Well, that's a real thing.
No, it's not.
I almost got hit by lightning 3 times yesterday.
No, you did.
Once I was
outside.
I'll
tell you this, as I was driving up there, the lightning strikes
lightning
in this
was,
city. Were unbelievable.
I did videos of lightning strikes because I thought for sure I was going to get – I'm like, I'm capturing this because it's going to hit my car. I was outside, and I was capturing videos of it, and it was crazy, the lightning. The lightning was going crazy last night. I was right outside my home and just trying to capture because I'm like, I'm going to get this. When this lightning hits me, I'm going to have
gonna
it on tape.
I'm going to get it when this lightning hits me?
Yeah.
No, dude, there were lightning strikes like 10 miles away that looked that lit up the sky like you could
lightning
see it.
Lightning was the worst seen yesterday in a long time.
It was awesome.
It should have
it
been.
It was a beautiful, beautiful
night.
You
know, we have got to do something to stop this.
Well, there's nothing. You're going to stop lightning? That's what you want to stop? This is this is your campaign?
Global warming, lightning, humidity. We've got to start doing something before it ruins our planet. Humidity is ruining our planet.
We are such a scared society.
We are very...
It was literally 5 steps to get into the building, and they wouldn't let him off the plane for over an hour. And everybody else is coming out because, this is a little flight, a United Express. All the other planes have the regular tarmac pull up to the building, and there's a cover. So they all came, they were all coming and going, and everybody was fine, except the United Express, where they sat him on the plane for over an hour. And JT said he was sitting next to a guy from Cameroon that just wouldn't shut up the whole time. And we're driving home. We're not even out of the airport, Will Clayton Parkway. We're not even off of that. The guy's texting him already. And he was like, oh my gosh. He said, I just wanted to sit there. I just didn't want to. And the guy wouldn't stop.
Wait a minute. That is on JT for giving him his number.
Well,
I was thinking this is going to be hilarious if the guy's calling or texting. And you said he was texting.
I took a selfie with him, sent him the picture. Hey, let me have your number. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So now he's already they're best buddies. Anyway, so
JT's gonna have to learn that term. I got leave him on red.
I got home after one. After one. So I am not none. This show at any point could just go off the rail. So
yeah, I didn't get
my shipping was broke today.
After midnight. But we do have some really funny audio that we haven't gotten to this week, so I want to do some of that today. Get to some of that. Charles Barkley has some. Charles has something. I mean, pound for pound and day for day, like the amount of days we've been on the air and the amount of days that Charles Barkley says things that we use, it's pretty high. We've got – have you heard Scott Hastings yet?
No.
Okay, good. We've got that. We've got a Chick-fil-A song. There's a lot of different things we would
I'm an alpha. We've got that. We got I'm an alpha. We've got the Brewers Mitchell who hit a home run to win the game and called out his wife. We got that.
That one is something else.
Yeah. And we got all kinds of we don't care. We don't care about anything.
Well,
if you want to know the truth.
I care.
I don't want to tell my shipping getter broke.
I'm gonna tell you.
Especially after so I'm in a Calcutta, where you buy players.
That's in India.
No, well, yeah, but it's a Calcutta where you buy players. Will Zalatoris. We buy Will Zalatoris.
That sounds completely
inappropriate.
That sounds like news of the weird. Sounds like you're getting fired.
No, we buy white golfers. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Nobody bought Tiger, so it's okay.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, he's in a
had
group.
To have.
But no. Well, Tiger, yeah, he. No. Well, you get. So you get they pair up 3 golfers and you buy all 3, but you're really buying the first guy. That's what you're buying. And now every once in a while, like a Shane Lowry or somebody will be the second golfer on a team, and he'll come up big for you and finish second or third, and you get money from him every once in a while. But for the most part, you're buying the first guy in the pairings. And I got guess who we bought? Will Zalatoris, who withdrew before the tournament started.
I know. You know how I know that? I know that because...
Did you get money back?
No, Kevin Na withdrew too.
But he played 9 holes, so he's out.
You know how I know that? Because we've got a Masters update from Chris Vernon where he's like, what about Kevin Na? And somebody goes, his producer goes...
do we have it?
He withdrew. Yeah.
What, do we have it?
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it.
He's got it?
He withdrew. He said, Kevin said nah. Kevin said nah. Kevin said nah. Like, Chris is so good. He's freestyling the whole thing. And how quick his mind works is pretty
funny.
Good.
I think he's got those loaded, though.
He came up with one.
That's one you got loaded.
Well, no, he did. Maybe, but he didn't know that Kevin Na wasn't playing. Because Kevin Na's a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Na's a friend.
Kevin Na was miserable yesterday. He was just miserable.
He withdrew because he was so terrible or hurt.
No, he withdrew because he was sick. He was sick.
Yeah. You can't just withdraw. Like, no one withdraws because they're terrible, right? You have to. That's just your. You just have to take.
If you're really, really bad, and you know your sick's over after.
Well, you fake injury. You don't. Yeah, but you no fake one injury. Withdraws because of suck.
Of suck. No.
I mean, obviously, they might. I'm just saying, no one says I'm terrible. I'm not going to waste any more time on withdrawing. Yeah. No one says that publicly.
No, one's ever said it. But there are times I've seen guys withdraw, and you're like, if you were four under right now, I think you'd probably still be playing, wouldn't you? Yeah. But yeah, that's happened. That's happened more than a few times. We've also got Charles Barkley losing the soap.
Yep,
we got all kinds of great stuff there this morning here for you on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And if you want to bring a story, you're more than welcome to bring it in here. You're probably listening, I guess. I don't know. We don't care if you want to know the truth. We do know the signal was working. We listened to it coming in, so you can't say the signal's not working. Yeah, no. I think in rain we're okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no. I think that this cover of this shelter of cloud cover really benefits us. So if it rains every day,
good.
People will be able to hear us.
Good.
No, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
I don't typically like rain every day, but for them to be able to hear us, that's good.
Yeah, no.
So is the stream okay? Are we chopped and screwed?
Have we heard anything? Stream's okay?
Can they hear us on the stream?
Yeah.
We have to always check things now.
No, he's going now.
Is there cloud cover?
He's going now to check.
Is the stream working? Do we have the internet? Is the computer working today?
We don't know.
We can play our sound.
At this point, we don't know. Okay. We do know that RJ just left the building to go check on the stream.
Well, I mean, I ask it just in jest, and then I see the producer get up to go check. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. So if you have any stories,
grievances,
news of the weird stories, because this whole show is going to be news of the weird.
Grievances against humanity.
Yeah.
So you had to be a sad day for you yesterday with John Rahm coming back and.
Yeah, John Rahm. I didn't take John Rahm in any of my.
Why would you? He's only one of the best golfers in the PGA
Tour. Yeah, well, he sucked at the
Dell,
so I was like, I think he's gonna. He's hitting on a. Yeah, I was dead on that one, wasn't I?
PGA.
Well, how about Koepka? What do you mean PGA? He was tied for the lead at 7-under.
Yeah, he was.
He still is.
In your opinion, that doesn't make it a fact.
No. Koepka is. That's not an opinion. It's a. It's not data dredging. He's 7-under.
Yeah, when you at the time.
No, at all times. Right.
We'll
now.
We'll see if he stays 7-under
at this time in our lives. He's 7-under. Stream
under.
Is good. Says not Dan Heldon. Thank you, Dan. Not Dan Heldon.
Okay, well, keep us updated throughout the show.
Yeah.
He's on pace to go 28-under. That would break a record.
Yeah, that would destroy a record.
Would
yeah,
destroy
yeah.
the record.
That's on pace doesn't mean anything because it's going to be 52 degrees there today.
Yeah, are they expecting? Are they expecting rain?
They are expecting high winds. I think that there's a chance, but
high winds today.
Yeah, there's going to be wind. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be not pleasant conditions, which would
so you're
lend
saying
itself to
fire
European,
on unders.
Would say fire on unders and fire on European golfers.
Yeah, who are used to playing in that condition.
Yeah, right. Fire on Rory today, whatever his under over is, because he looked like crap yesterday. This is where. You know, Rory will step up, I think. Make the cut and then put on a charge over the weekend. I still like Rory to do well in this tournament, even though he was not great yesterday. 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You get in here. Ryan, you want to talk about the rain? We'll do that. But first we are going to talk about siding and windows.
Allstate Windows and Siding, if you've got a home that is drafty right now, it's cool. You can tell like something, man, it is cooler in our house than it should be. Or your home, it gets warmer than it should be. You notice excessive dust, like you shouldn't have that much dust. A lot of times the culprit is going to be the window. And leaky windows are your number one problems when it comes to energy and efficiency. That's why when you have windows that are retrofit, quality windows made right here in the state of Texas, for Texas weather, that's why you see an improvement of up to 40% in home efficiency. It can have that kind of could be that kind of difference maker on your energy bill. And people think that's, you know, people think that's just hyperbole, but it's really not. You will find that, and you can Google search different reviews and find that out for yourself. It is a real thing, energy efficiency with new retrofit windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They will take your home, they will measure every window, they'll retrofit it. They've got a process where they take the glass out, they don't break it. It's something that they've done for years, and they've got crews who do this and do it very efficiently, so you're not without windows for very long at all. Like, obviously, it's same day they're knocking it out. But same thing goes for their siding work. They keep a very clean website. They keep a clean job site, and they get the siding job done quickly as well. And that helps with energy efficiency, but it also makes your home look much better. And that's what it's all about with Allstate Windows and Siding. Energy efficiency, making your home look better, adding safety to your home, all of it. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Move over
your
sound!
Fun sports. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 7:18, even though Shoffley is so good, Lance and I are going through personal matchups today. So, It's very, very, it's tough. It's
what about Victor tough. Hovland is a -140 favorite against Shane Lowry?
I don't think Hovland can play like that. He's 7 under. I don't think he can play like that. I think he comes back to earth. I would take Lowry in that one. I would take most of the dogs in these.
Because you know that it's more even than...
And, well, here's the deal is if you played really well yesterday, the chances are he's not going to be 14 under after 2 days.
Right.
Right. So, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry, people. I like, you know, everybody comes back down to earth a little bit at Augusta. I would, you know, I actually, most of the guys that you've asked me so far, I'm going the other way.
Almost
on what they
all
did
dogs.
Yesterday. Yeah, all dogs, because that's not the way this works. It's not, oh, you played great yesterday. So, I mean, that doesn't mean anything today. That means nothing. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Ryan in here. Hey, Ryan.
What's up? Good morning, fellas. Big, hey. Big fan.
How you doing, man?
Hey, so what's up with today, dude? Is it supposed to be a bunch of rain? Is everybody getting rained out? What's going on? Holiday show? What's going on? Thanks.
It's a rainy day, dude.
We didn't have baseball yesterday because of weather. Both of our sons got in late because of weather delays. Yep. We've got a Friday show.
Well, we didn't have baseball yesterday because of the weather in Minnesota, pretty much.
Yeah, but still, it affected us.
Well, it did affect us. There's no question it affected us, yeah.
And now they've thrown our hitters off their rhythm.
Well, they took a day off.
They threw Jeremy Pena off his rhythm. All of this hitting that the Astros have been doing, we had just gotten hot.
And what happens?
They
day
throw
off.
Us off the rhythm.
And you think rust is going to affect us today?
Oh, it's raining this afternoon for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife's got to fly out. This is a bad combination.
She's.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm not on a flight.
What about what I told her yesterday?
Just her and a handful of Xanax.
What about what I told her yesterday? Did that help?
What did you tell her again?
I told her how much turbulence there was going
to
be.
Oh, yeah. I had to hang up the phone.
Yeah, no. She doesn't. She's.
I can't. My wife is afraid to fly because we had a flight we were on going to see my parents before we got married in Cleveland. My dad was. We were going to a Browns game. And
there's your first mistake.
And it was, and it was the weather. For whatever reason, that flight was not great. And after that, she was just shook. She was straight up shook once the rest of her life about flying. So, like I said. Xanax is her best friend on flights. And mine, honestly.
Yeah, no.
Because I've flown with her before she had Xanax, and she would dig her nails into my hand. I was trying to, you know, hold her head, like I was trying to calm her down. Plenty of times on flights where I've got to, like, you know, she lays down. Now she gets so, she'll go Xanax in. Sometimes she does things that I don't love, like the, you know, a gin and tonic, vodka tonic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if you're supposed to mix those. She said, it's fine.
Why? Gin and vodka? What's the difference?
I said Xanax.
Oh, Xanax and gin and tonic or vodka. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought she was mixing gin and tonic
tonic. No, it's the Xanax part. Okay. And then she wants to go deep into her bag for another Xanax. I'm like, hey, we don't have any turbulence right now. Everything's fine. But, you know, this is what I also do. This is why I also like it. She puts her little tray down, lays down, and I just do this. Headphones on, iPad up. Perfect day.
Oh, it's a great day. That's a great
perfect
day.
Perfect day.
That is a great day. All right, 713-780-3776. What do you want to talk about? You're more than welcome to do that here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go on this Good Friday. I didn't like your explanation of what Jesus did for our sins. We had a tweet from, it's just, Jesus gave a weekend for his sins, he said. Not for our sins.
This has got to be art.
No, it wasn't art. It was actually somebody, Craig. Nice blasphemy, Craig. All right. Jesus died for our sins, and here you are talking about the weekend Jesus gave us. Okay? So let's clean it up. All right? We're not going to, you know what? It's a holiday show, but it's not a blasphemous show.
You know what? So mom's going to be gone, so I'm in charge of literally all the kids other than Drake. And so I think what we're going to do today is
you got to go to Mass on Good Friday. Then you got to go to Mass on Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got to go to Mass.
Oh, no, and Madi will hold. It's not like I can't. It's not like I can sneak out of any of that stuff. Not with Madi. It's not possible. And Sebastian's kind of got some of that. But, yeah, no, not with Madi. She will really be in my kitchen about everything. We got to go now. Hurry up. We're going to have to get seats. I don't want bad seats. Ugh. Let's go an hour early. Like, what are we, going to the airport?
Whoa.
Yeah. So
let's go an hour early.
She'll probably. I'm just anticipating, and I'm not sure I'm wrong on that.
No, I think you're probably dead.
I'm not sure I'm wrong, but yeah. So I'm watching the kids, and so I think I'm just going to make them in the other room. I'm still watching 1923, so I'll put them on Passion of the Christ in the other room, lock my door, and then watch them 1923 in my room. Like, you guys need to see something. This is a movie you need to see. I've seen it. So I'm going to go watch 1923 in the bedroom because I'm trying to decide if this English girl is super hot or if she's just different.
Which one?
The blonde who
Helen
looks
Mirren?
Like... No, but who? Respect to Helen Mirren. No. And don't tell me how anything goes because she's still... I mean, it's so over the top with the love affair between the blonde girl and the Dutton boys in Africa.
Yeah.
So, but the blonde girl could have been played by Ruth Langmore, but she can't play everybody with white hair and blonde hair. Like, she can't have every role.
No. Yeah.
Because she's got the curly hair. Yeah. And I can't decide
I can.
I mean,
she's okay.
Yeah, but if she was in a room full of, like, okay, so you know how at sports events there's this thing where
but she would be in a room full of models is sneaky hot.
You think so?
Yeah. She's sneaky. She'll sneak up on you.
Well, that's what I'm trying to decide. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm trying to figure this out. She's talking a lot.
Yeah, well, that's her character.
Still annoying.
That's a character.
If I were that guy, I'd say
she might be really quiet.
If I were that, no, she's not.
I heard this yesterday that Rob Kent on Ted Lasso. What's his name? Not Rob Kent.
Yeah, I know.
The
who
really
you're talking
tough
about.
Guy.
Yeah.
That always says drops F bombs.
Something Kent, yeah.
Yeah. Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Roy
yeah.
Kent. That is like the nicest guy in the world.
In real life?
In real life. He's like the nicest guy. He's very quiet. He wouldn't say a mean thing to anyone. That's called a character, Lance.
Things fool you. One of the people.
What if she's a really quiet person in real life?
Well, I'm saying the character. Like, if I were the character, I'd be like, she is extra. I can't believe I've gotten, like, I picked her up from her wedding. Like,
well, she threw herself at him
at
the wedding.
But still, at some point, he's got to say, we got to dial back this talky talk. I'm trying to hunt down tigers and lions, and you with all your talking and the way you acted in that tree, I can't have people freaking out like this.
She did kind of freak
She's
out.
She's a detriment.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to say she's a detriment. Look, we all get there at some point, and I'm sure wives and girlfriends there where they say,
you wouldn't say that to my face, would you?
No, but I've said it before about another marriage.
No, that's I know oh, that, this but is that a was detriment. Oh, that was after it was over, by the way.
All right, you know what? No, this is perfect timing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. When we come back, I was just saying a character on a TV show I'm watching, he should be able to say, we rushed into this. You're doing too much talking. This is too much.
When are you going to stop talking
way
in this relationship?
Too much. Granted, we're doing a lot of stuff right now, which is great.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it's to be expected early on in a relationship. We're doing stuff on the beach and doing stuff in the here and we're doing stuff there. But at some point, I'm going to have to lock in on all this.
Right.
That's not really my character. That's not my domain here.
You don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So then if he gets rid of her, maybe he has more fun. Well, maybe we're about to find something out. Somebody in baseball got a little lippy, and their wife was listening.
Oh, and the wife was listening and retweeted it, and none too pleased. So we will do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about your bro talks. We're talking about you looking better. We're talking about you feeling better. We're talking about all the things that go along with you getting to 97 Med Spa, 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com. It is so easy. It's wonderful. Amy makes it so easy for you to look younger, feel happier, look better, boost your confidence, possibly get you more dates. If you're struggling finding women because of your appearance, well, let Amy work with you. Okay, guys, it's okay. It's okay now. You're not going to be all of a sudden you're going to turn into a metrosexual because you lost weight, because you got your hair lasered, because with a bunch of wrinkles, maybe you get some Botox and clean that up. All of these things are possible right now. A facial, so your skin looks better. Are you somebody with really bad skin? Because she can help you. She really can help you. If you're looking for a great way to lose that weight, to feel better, to lose that unwanted hair, all of those things, you got it right now at one place. Go see Amy. She works with guys. I mean, it's a spa for women and guys together. You can have a date night there. You can get your wife something there. It's a great spa. You'll love it. You'll love Amy and her whole crew. 975medspa.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Look at you. That's you on the NFL Path to the Draft.
Yeah.
Somebody captured it and said they were so proud of you that you were on TV. Now, they're right. That backdrop looks terrible.
I know. I got to do something.
You got to do something about that.
I can't film from my house. It's insane. I got dogs barking. I got kids running around. Right. Wife screaming. It's not going to work.
Well, your wife never screams at any.
So, yeah. So I got to figure something out.
Who could be this year's Brock Purdy?
I know. Nobody.
BYU,
I gave him Jaren Hall. I could have said Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett could be that guy.
I could have said Stetson Bennett. He's so small. But Jaren Hall I liked a lot on tape, and I didn't like him in senior ball. And then I found out that he had a high ankle sprain there that he tried to hide. And so that made more sense. So Jaren Hall, Bucky Brooks said he was going to say Clayton Tune, but then he said DTR. So Thompson Robinson.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Really? I would say Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett is a logical.
Stetson Bennett actually.
Well, what did you see in Hall?
Oh, man. Well, number one, this is a weird draft. So Jaren Hall just turned 25. He's, you know, BYU. That'll happen. Stetson Bennett's 25.
That'll happen. That'll happen at Tennessee. That'll happen at
Georgia.
That'll happen.
It'll happen at BYU is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's happening everywhere now.
But now it's Georgia, it's Tennessee, and Jake Haner, I think, is 24. And will turn 25 this year from Fresno State. That's four quarterbacks who are going to be drafted who are all 24
Hooker,
over.
Bennett, Hall.
And then Jake Haner.
Jake Haner.
From Fresno State. Yeah.
And
three of them are going to be 25.
How old is Clayton Tune, though?
I don't know. He's not that old.
No,
just
but
seems like he would be.
Yeah. He's been around for, like, he did 5 years here. He put in his 5 year.
But Jaren Hall actually is, man, he has really good poise in the pocket. Not a great arm, just very average arm, but he throws with excellent ball placement, doesn't get rattled in the pocket. He's one of those guys that, and I said he needs a play-action-based offense with a levels passing attack. We've got the short, intermediate, deep where he can just kind of pick and choose and throw with some touch into the spots. And I mean, Brock Purdy, that's a one-off. That just simply doesn't happen. It happened because of Shanahan. The same reason people thought Nick Mullins was Nick Mullins might be able to be the new starter. And that's why I would not give up on Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance has a chance to have a good season this year with Shanahan. We were talking about something interesting. We didn't talk about it on the air, I don't think. But if you're San Francisco and you had an opportunity to trade Trey Lance in some form or fashion and maybe you may have to trade a draft pick too, to Minnesota for Kirk Cousins, whose contract, by the way, is over after this year. So you'd have to give him a new contract. You basically would have to lock in on Kirk Cousins. Mm-mm. Would you do it?
Mm-mm.
I mean, we've all got our things we say Mm-mm. about Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins is a consistent performer of
which is
regular season.
That's about all you could say about Kirk Cousins, though. I don't want a consistent performer. I want a big winner.
Do you need big winner for San Francisco? Jimmy Garoppolo got you deep, and he stunk.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Is that offense good enough? Are the weapons good enough where you just need somebody to steer the ship and not screw it up? Because they got a really good defense, too.
That is true.
I mean, I think that could be a winning – that actually could be a winning move, but it's a gamble – because you have to step into a contract of, you know, $38 million a year guaranteed over a certain amount of time, you know, probably 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so you trade Lance, like, what do you, who cares right now if you trade Lance?
I just don't feel like it's good business sense to trade for Kirk Cousins and expect to win big. Because he's contrary to everything.
There's no history of it. You have to have an ultimate confidence in yourself. As an offensive guy and Shanahan, which I'm sure he does, and you have to have a great defense and running game, which they do. Like, they have all the pieces in place. You just need a quarterback who doesn't screw up. I think that actually could be – it'd be one of those moves that people could clown that actually could work out. And if you're Minnesota, you know, is there – I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world to get a guy with some talent who hasn't had a chance to really show it, although you've got 1 year of starting football over the last 4 years. For Trey Lance, like, that's man, mm-hmm. that is a big risk. But if you get a draft pick along, you deal Trey Lance and you get a draft pick, let's say a third, you know, would you consider it? I might consider it. You're not going to be able to get quarterback at 23 in this year's draft, I don't think, other than Hendon Hooker. Which, do you want to draft Hendon Hooker in the first? You know,
yes.
I thought the answer would be yes. The teams I talked to, they were adamant that you never would take him, that he's not that good. He's more like a third or fourth round quarterback. Yeah.
Wow, I thought he played really well. Well, I mean,
now listen,
through the season, he was the Heisman leader.
I gave him a 62, which is more like a third round pick, to be honest. Although I think he would go in a second. I was kind of surprised when I watched the tape. It wasn't as good as I was thinking, but I like Hendon Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like Hendon Hooker. He's a guy that I feel safe drafting, but in the first round, their whole thing was, no, you need players who help you in the first round. Hendon Hooker, he's not a lock. Like, we need somebody who can help, and he better be a really, really good quarterback. And so they just don't find him to be a really good quarterback to draft him in the first. So we'll see what happens. I know the talk has been Hendon Hooker, and I'll be honest with you, I probably would have had Hendon Hooker if he stayed healthy. I would have definitely had him my number three quarterback ahead of I would have definitely had him number three ahead of Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. So, you know, Anthony Richardson I gave a second-round grade, and Will Levis I gave a low second-round grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
We told you about there's a guy named Garrett Mitchell. You don't know who he is because he's Garrett Mitchell, and he plays for the Brewers. And he went up to the plate in a tie game, and he tried to bunt his way on. That didn't work out for him, so he ended up hitting a home run. And then after he hits the home run, he's on the field doing the interview, which everyone in the stands can hear as well. And here's what he had to say to the interviewer.
And you showed that bunt early in the at-bat. What, you're just trying to get on and get a rally going, decided a homer would settle it instead?
You know, I was thinking about this, but when my wife doesn't show up to the games, usually something good happens. So at the going into that at-bat, I was like, man, well, she's not here, so might as well do something fun.
Okay, she's not here. I might as well, do something fun. Obviously, the comment is the comment means when she's here, I can't do anything fun.
Right.
In a general sense, she's not here. I might as well do something fun. Not like, well, she's not here. Maybe, you know, maybe something good will happen, or I might as well do something fun. You're asking for trouble. So you have to have one of two things, either a great relationship with your wife or you're cracking a joke and she's going to appreciate it, or you've just gotten into a fight about something where she says, I don't want you going out. I don't want you doing this. And you're trying to be passive aggressive and take a shot.
Basically, yes. Basically.
You've heard me do the, years ago when, in my first marriage, you heard me do the.
The car. Yeah.
Yeah. The radar detector. The radar detector. Right. And that just happened on the air organically. I didn't expect to.
No. For those of you who don't know, Lance was, he's driving with his ex-wife or his wife at the time.
No, it was, so Jetliner calls in and he's got a radar detector. It just keeps going off in the background.
Oh, yeah. It kept going off. And you said,
like, what is that? I said, and you said, yeah, what is that? Are you hitting reverse or you're in? He goes, no, it's my. It's my radar detector. It keeps going off. I'm like, God, it sounds like a wife just constantly. Wah, wah, wah. And that's when you knew something might not be great.
There was trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
There was trouble in paradise.
Paradise. Is that where they were when on the Lord of the Flies? Was that paradise?
I don't know where they were. But she captured the moment, his wife, and retweeted it and said, he won't say that to my face, though. So, she's a good sport. She's actually a softball player. I'm telling you this. I'm going to buy stock in their kid.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay. She's on some elite softball team.
How are you going to buy stock when that child's going to be a one parent home?
Maybe she'll be a widow.
She'll kill him. You did retweet.
I didn't see the retweets.
No, you did read what she said though.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Bet you won't say it to my face.
You won't say that to my face, though. Garrett Mitchell. Now, congratulations, though, calling out your wife on, you know, on television and in a stadium with thousands and thousands. There were still a lot of people left there.
More than there was at an Oakland A's game.
There were more left after the game at the Brewers game than attended the Oakland A's game.
There are more people at batting practice for Astros games than Oakland A's games.
Yeah, there's over 3,000 people. Uh-huh. I mean, people, when they open the doors, they storm the building. Yes, there are. Yes. 713-780-3776, if you would like to get in here.
Me and Charlie Palillo, when I was doing a show with him, 790, we would go to the Astros every Wednesday. We would go to, if they had a game on Wednesday, we would go to the park and we would do the show from there, right? And it's super hot. The AC's not on yet. Like, it wasn't awesome. But I remember the Angels were in town, and they had Trout. They had, trying to remember everyone. They clearly had Albert Pujols. But they had some guys who could bomb. And we're doing the show from left field. I mean, we're doing the show from near.
And heat.
Near the Crawford boxes. Yeah, and it was not super comfortable. And, I mean, they are bombing. It was like doing a show. Now, granted, we were off the we were not in the Crawford boxes, but we were inside the little walking area that we have there by where the seats, by where you go into the entrance.
The concourse?
The concourse.
Yeah.
Near the entrance of the stairs at the section. But
they were
hitting, you know, a left-hander trying to hit that way, and it's screaming, and it's obviously going to be tailing. I mean, it got a little nerve-wracking because they're just bombing it into the Crawford boxes.
Yeah.
And it's rocket, like they're hitting some
rocket
shots.
You're right behind the last seat there.
Yeah.
That's where
it's like, bing, 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 bing.
Right.
Oh. You got to keep your
head on a swivel. Yeah, I've done a pregame there before, and you do have to
keep your head on a swivel. Yeah, you're probably not going to get hit, but you still need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, they'll bomb it there for you. There's no question about that. 743 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here is the place that you go and you put your wagers on. Lance was just giving out all kinds of this guy against this guy against that guy at the Masters. You can bet on it. You want to bet on the Masters? You can bet on it right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Even if you're not a big golf fan, so what? You can bet. You can bet on anything, okay? They've got Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, soccer, and a whole lot more. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. If you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, there is one way to do it. Get a welcome bonus of 50% of your initial deposit. The first time you sign up at MyBookie, you get a 50% bonus up to $1,000. So anywhere from $25 to $1,000, you, my friends, are going to benefit from. And this is not something bookies do. It's something that MyBookie does, and it's a great place to play. You also got casino gambling. You got a blackjack tournament every week. That's a lot of fun. Live blackjack dealers. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Great website. Easy to navigate. It's so simple. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, as the man just told you. That's where we are. 713-780-3776. Shout out to young Charlie, who's watching the show from our house this morning. Well, she's listening to the show. I don't know how much she's seeing her papa right now. But, Steffi and Pat are in town with young Charlie.
Good.
So we're going to have a big weekend. A nice weekend here.
You going to the Menil Easter collection?
To where?
The Menil collection?
I don't know what that means.
It's an art collection. You say a big weekend. I mean, are y'all going to go hit some of the art
spots?
No,
we're going to. We were supposed to. The boys were supposed to play golf. Frankie's boyfriend is here, and we got Pat, my son-in-law here, my son here. We're going to go play golf. But you know where we're going to go? T-Box, Texas.
Oh, you can do it still?
Yeah. 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 This is what I tell people. Yeah, I got to text Daniel right now, as a matter of fact. I forgot to ask him, hey, any openings right there? Because I would imagine it's going to be swamped. T-Box, Texas is the place to go. Oh, by the way, I stopped at go see Michael yesterday, Pete's Fine Meats.
Mm-hmm.
Those tri-blend burgers are the best burgers in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have got to.
That's what my kids ask. My kids ask for that all the time.
I mean, my kids were like, oh, what are we having, Dad? Are you going to barbecue? The burgers from Pete's? Yes.
So not only that, so you know what's really good over there? I swear this is not even, I'm not even joking. You're gonna laugh about this. His shrimp, you know, they get it from Matagorda Bay. He's got a guy that he's been getting shrimp from. His shrimp are huge. My wife has always gotten shrimp over at HEB or whatever. His shrimp is huge.
Yeah,
they're huge over there.
I mean, he does unbelievable stuff. This is a great day. Oh, today's, you know, you can't eat fish. So I mean, you got to eat fish. So. It's a great day to stop by over there. He's got all kinds of fish there.
Yeah, but for people doing, it's a good spot for. We're doing filet. My daughter gave up all meats, and so they're gonna do filet. She wants filet mignon.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking. I was distracted by Angel Reese. Is Angel Reese the only person who plays for LSU?
Because
you would think if I'm playing for LSU, I'm like, hey, if I'm Carson, I'd say, hey, I outscored you in the first half.
Well,
am I going to get any attention at all?
And LSU said, responded that Angel Reese said, we're going to the Obamas. And LSU said, no, we're going to the White House, Angel. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They said, no, Angel, you don't speak for the LSU team. We're going to go to the White House.
Because the Obamas also said,
we're not having you at our house.
We're not having guests, so we haven't cleaned up around here.
Yeah, we're not.
My wife, she'd say, no, you cannot have anyone come over. LSU's basketball team cannot come over. We haven't. I've got it's dusty. I need to do the floors.
Yeah.
I haven't scotch guarded the couch. No, we're not doing any of that.
Yeah. So actually, Angel Reese is on. Well, this was recorded earlier, and Angel Reese giving her thoughts on. Hey, I thought Caitlin Clark was great, by the way. She was like, no, we're not going to the White House. We don't deserve to go to the White House. We lost. And oh, by the way, everybody get off Angel's back because I like trash talk. I'm going to trash talk. Women, girls should be able to trash talk as well. Guys trash talk all the time. Angel can trash talk. I got nothing against her.
That's why I was disappointed that racial stuff came up because no one even saw Caitlin Clark. She did it one time to the Louisville girl that did it back to her or did it to her first. But regardless, it really shouldn't be about a black girl or white girl talking trash. It should be, why do we let men? They showed, like somebody had a really good video. They showed Jair Alexander literally hit a gritty after he just smashed Justin Jefferson and knocked the ball away. And he immediately started grittying right next to him. And no one says anything. That's really, you know, that was really the point, I think, is that's a better point the only point was that after a game, you usually don't see it after a game. You usually don't see it where it's nasty in boxing and UFC. It's nasty before the fight and sometime in the fight. And then there's this, like, all of that nastiness. It still to this day amazes me when they've had knockdown, dragout stuff that there's a shared respect after it's over, after the combat's over, and there's a respect. Yeah. We see it in basketball a lot. We see it in baseball. You don't really have that interaction, you know, because the losing team goes, and we see it in football. We see offensive linemen and defensive linemen get into it the whole game, and then they dap each other up. That was what was a little bit strange, is the championship was in hand. You won. It was a good battle. You know, you just thought, usually what you see is a good game.
Listen, we're LSU fans. I didn't think LSU handled it great. They didn't even go to the congratulation line. They did none of that. They just celebrated. She was giving her the business, when they were up by 19 with a minute left. I think you got to work, win class here. But you know what? If Caitlin Clark had no problem with it, then what am I going to say about
kinda...
it? Caitlin Clark was like, whatever. You know what? You know what? We lost. She's got scoreboard. So there's that.
The whole topic lasted too long.
Way too long. Here's Houston Astros Nation says this, and it's retweeted by Micah. And she says, this is one way to say you're racist. Oh, God, what happened there? I just lost it. Said, when did it become okay to unbutton your jersey and wear gold chains? Jose Abreu started it, and now Corey Jolks is doing it as well. That's not the look we're going for with our team.
Who said this?
Some woman named Alyssa Allen. And then Jose Micah Siri retweeted it and said, that's one way to say you're racist.
Well, Jose Siri.
No, not Jose Siri.
Jose
Abreu.
Jose Siri was pulling out the gold from Jose Urquidy. Remember in the postseason two years ago?
Yeah.
No. I'm pointing out that Siri is like, what are you doing? And they're in the post. Remember the post game news conference? And he starts taking his gold out while Urquidy's talking. His gold is tucked into his shirt. And Siri starts pulling it out like, what are you? Let it drip. What are you doing?
All right.
And so, I mean, yeah, whatever. What are we? Do we really have people commenting?
It is a look. And it's different. And Corey Jolks is doing it as well. And Jose Abreu, I'm like, well, this is how Jose Abreu is going to roll. I'm like, that's different than our team does. It really is. I mean, he's got his jersey opened up down to here, and he's got his gold, and he's got his beard tied up. I'm like, it's a different look.
I don't even notice.
I don't care. And Corey Jolks is at the plate going, you know what? I got drip, and I'm going to show it. And that's fine. And you know what? I got no problem with it whatsoever. But to say that you're just racist because you don't like that – the guy's jerseys are open.
You can call anything racist.
Yeah, I guess you can.
It's not. Yeah,
I guess you can.
You got to be ready to get painted that way for anything. So,
but no matter what you say,
that's her. That's that lady's opinion of what. To me, I don't care. So,
my God, did you see this as well? By the way, the Rockets are, I think, going to finish. It looks like they're going to finish second. They've got a game lead over the Spurs.
When we say second, by the way, second means
second to last.
Yeah.
Second to last, and they're guaranteed 14% ping pong balls. They're guaranteed 14% because the bottom three teams Did you see this bad beat yesterday?
No.
The Spurs are up by five. The Spurs are minus five. They're playing in Austin. They're minus five against Portland.
Portland had everybody out.
Portland, they got no.
Well, have you seen? Whoa, wait. Have you seen the injury reports lately that the Spurs and everyone else are putting out?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they can play basketball.
I mean, it's all.
It's healing. Like seven guys are out, six are questionable. I'm like,
what the? Yeah.
It's worse than COVID. It's worse than the COVID lineups.
Well, get this. No time left. Portland inbounds the ball. Look at this guy. You see this guy right here? He's on. Eubanks gets the ball. They're down five. It's a five-point spread. This guy's like, yeah, we won by five. Oh, wait. He throws in a garbage three to win by two, and the Spurs don't cover, or at least don't tie. There's a guy that's sitting courtside that was like hands in the air, yay, we won. Oh, no!
Did you see the nightmare that almost happened where it was just after the buzzer for some reason? For some weird reason, Luka, and they were laying like seven, and they were up by five. Luka throws in a three-quarter shot at the buzzer, and it would have made it an eight-point win.
No way.
And a cover. Yes. But it was just like, it was right near, it was just after the buzzer. They disallowed it. It would have been one of the worst beats that I've ever seen in my life. A shot that you didn't have to take. You literally should dribble it out. You're winning.
Yeah.
And he throws it three quarters.
Oh my.
First of all, that's highly suspicious.
Yes.
I'm just telling you.
Well,
you almost never see anyone. It's a missed shot. It's going to hit your field goal percentage, which players don't like. Number two, when you're winning, you almost never shoot the ball.
Listen.
For him to throw it from three quarters.
If they were working as insurance agents in the offseason and, you know, or carpenters in the offseason, and they were making minimal wage as NBA players, I'd say, okay, Luka's making a bajillion dollars. He would never be in on anything like that.
No, but what if you just wanted,
what if you just knew the number?
If you just knew the number, because that's Luka's vibe.
Yeah, right.
Is that he will
love to mess with a number. Suspicious, though, like, no, but maybe messing with the, oh, watch this. Watch this, everybody.
Yeah.
See how this tastes.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're trying to do that for your fans. You know why? I'm trying to give us a cover.
Free pizzas. Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
You know, Barry Switzer at halftime used to tell his team, all those guys that are in those suites that are, you know, giving you guys little handshakes, you know what?
That was always the thought.
They all bet on you, so play hard in the second half.
The thought was always, for a long time when I used to handicap, one of the adages was big leads get extended by good teams because – they're, the big money people, the donors and the boosters and the alumni, they are betting on the games, and so you keep playing, and you know what that spread is. I don't know if it's as prevalent now, but that was always the thought back in the day. Is there was that whole concept that they know what the number is, but then you see guys like Nick Saban. Now Nick doesn't care what anyone has to say.
Yeah,
Nick will get a big lead in the first half, and he can score. His offense can score 45 in the first. That means they won't get more than seven in the second half. I don't even know how they keep the score down in the second half. They never cover second halves when they win big. Never. And
Nick,
I
don't care about
how
that.
But how do they keep? Can run it into the middle of the line.
Can
how
I tell you a story? I'm in Vegas with a buddy. And we're watching the game. And it's they need one more score to cover.
Uh-huh.
My buddy texts the offensive coordinator in the booth, says, keep the foot on the pedal.
Shut up.
I swear to God. And we need another one. And they score again in the last 5 minutes of the game.
I don't feel comfortable with you even telling a story on the air.
It happened.
You should have told that one off the air.
It literally. It's a holiday show.
Oh, yeah.
Time to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Your business is your business, right? Well, how about do your business right? Your business needs somebody to take care of the payroll because that's not part of your business. Your business is not a payroll expertise. Your business is selling whatever widgets that you sell. Are you good at payroll? Are you putting too much manpower into it? Are you paying more than you should for your payroll? How are your benefits packages? Are they any good? Because HRP They're experts in benefits packages. They don't do benefits packages, but they can pick the right one for your business that'll be perfect for your business. You're just shot in the dark. I don't know. What's the best insurance? What's the best 401k plan? What's that? You don't know that stuff. That's not your business. Your business ain't HR either. So let somebody who does that every single day take care of that stuff and do it perfectly, and do it so that you can sell whatever widgets it is that you sell. So sell your widgets and let HRP do all that heavy lifting on HR and payroll. It's all at 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.